Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy, family of dealerships. I'm Heather Jordan. Thank you so much for spending part of your Thursday with me. Here are some of the stories making headlines today, October 16th, 2025. The Great Shakeout Earthquake Drill took place today to get residents in California ready in case of a big earthquake. University of Washington seismology professor Harold Tobin says it's important to download the Shake app.
If you just feel shaking, it makes you panic and you maybe start to run. But if you get that warning message, it gives you a couple of seconds for your brain to go, aha, okay, wait, what am I supposed to do? Oh yeah, drop cover, hold on.
He says, whatever you do, don't run.
People tend to do the wrong thing, panic and run out of the room, which is just a way to get hurt on the way out. Drop cover and hold on means get low to the ground first. That's the drop part, just so you're not knocked over. Cover up if you can. That means get under the table or anything sturdy away from stuff that might fall over in the room you're in, and just hang on to anything you can hang on to so you're not thrown around.
And he adds that the annual Great Shakeout is a great day to refresh your shake kit and replace medicine, food, and water. Well, they are calling it Sea to Shore, a review of amphibious strength, and it could lead to a closure of the 5 freeway heading down to San Diego and back, all starting tomorrow. Plus, gridlock on the highway. We are talking about an anniversary event. It's being held this weekend down at Camp Pendleton. Navy ships are planning to fire live ammunition. It's a big deal. The vice president is supposed to be there. The event coincides with a weekend that's already going to be very busy with the No Kings protests and marches. Of course, the continuing government shutdown. The White House production office will be capturing the live fire demonstration for a special broadcast coming up later on November 9th. Well, this week's heavy rainstorm will have some effect on the fall fire season, but not as much as you may think. Pete Demetrio explains why.
Between Tuesday and Wednesday, Southern California got amounts varying from 3/4 of an inch to up to 5 inches of rain in widely varying locations. But LA City Fire Captain Adam Von Gerpen says that a one-day event, even when it's the first major rainfall since April, won't completely remove the brush fire risk from the region.
We are still waiting for the Santa Ana wind condition to come. So when we do get a heavy rain, what it does, it helps with our fuel moisture. It helps with the relative humidity. And anytime we do get a rain, it's going to help with wildfire season. But it doesn't solve everything, because what we are still going to be worried about, what we have to prepare for every year, is for the Santa Ana winds. And then what we now have are the particular dangerous situation, the PDS days.
Van Gerpen says at best, it may delay the onset or length of the fire season by about a week. But when autumn temperatures rise and winds dry out the fuel and make the humidity levels drop to the low double or even single digits, the risk that any brush fire in any number of communities could turn into a conflagration will remain high. I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
LA County is reporting its first locally acquired case of mosquito-borne dengue fever this year. Here's more from Karen Adams.
A person in the San Gabriel Valley got it from an infected Aedes mosquito. They didn't travel.
Certainly when people travel, they need to be careful about mosquito bites, especially in tropical regions. But we absolutely want to encourage everyone in Los Angeles to take a look at the place where they live and see if there's any containers that are acquiring water, old tires, old little containers, buckets, the cover of your swimming pool, things that you just don't think of that are accumulating even a small amount of water where mosquitoes can breed. And then also remind people to put screens on their windows and doors, to repair screens that are broken, and to wear mosquito repellent that has an active ingredient that will really prevent mosquito bites, such as D. picaridin. There are others, which we also list on our website.
LA County Public Health Dr. Sharon Balter says last mosquito season, there were 14 cases of dengue reported. Symptoms include fever, eye and joint pain, and headache. Severe symptoms include bleeding, shock, and organ failure. I'm Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Taking a look at some of the biggest national stories today, President Trump has announced plans to meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin to discuss ending the war in Ukraine. The meeting is set to take place in Budapest, Hungary, though a date for the meeting has not yet been confirmed. Trump shared on social media that he believes today's phone call with Putin made significant progress. Trump is also considering selling long-range Tomahawk missiles to Ukraine, despite warnings from Putin. Trump, by the way, sits down with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky tomorrow at the White House. The Senate has voted for a 10th time now to reject the House-passed short-term government spending bill, which is backed by Republicans.
On this vote, the yeas are 51, the nays are 45. Three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn not having voted in the affirmative, the motion is not agreed to.
Yeah, the vote failed to reach the 60-vote threshold, which is needed to advance the measure. The Senate does not have plans to vote on the bill again this week, meaning the shutdown is likely going to extend into next week. The House, meanwhile, is not in session this week for votes. More air traffic controllers are not just calling in sick due to the government shutdown. They are flat out retiring.
Now that they're not getting fully paid, some older controllers are hanging up their headphones, saying,
I'm not going to wait around for the stress to see what happens next.
Drew McQueen, vice president of the Great Lakes Regional National Air Traffic Controllers Association, fears the loss of veteran controllers will have ripple effects.
You like to see your experienced people stay around to help out the younger people.
Some controllers have picked up side gigs,
adding more stress, more fatigue.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
FIFA has announced that over 1 million tickets have already been sold for next year's World Cup. The tournament, 2026, will be hosted by the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, covering all of North America. FIFA reports that fans from 212 countries and territories have bought tickets, even though only 28 of the 48 spots for the teams have been filled at this point. The first round of ticket sales was a lottery with 4.5 million applicants. By the way, the next draw opens up on October 27th. The tournament takes place next June and July, and one of the host cities is Los Angeles. Well, streaming prices continue to rise across the board, but a new bundle package may help consumers save a few bucks. Just in time for the new NBA season, Apple TV and Peacock will be available together, starting at $14.99 a month. You can sign up for this deal starting next Monday, October 20th. NBC Universal and Apple say customers will save more than 30% off the full retail prices for the service. And by the way, for the NBA fans, viewers can watch a regular selection of NBA games that are under the rights deal that is exclusively available on Peacock. Well, Thanksgiving is still over a month away, but Aldi's is getting people ready for the big dinner. The discount supermarket chain is offering an incredible meal deal, $40 for a traditional spread that feeds 10 people. Yeah, shoppers can buy 21 total products and ingredients for the meal to be prepared by you at home. It's a $7 drop from last year's offer, and it includes all the good stuff, turkey, potatoes, and rolls. Aldi says the meal package will be offered through Christmas Eve. Well, that's it for today's edition of LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. For KNX News, I'm Heather Jordan. Thank you so much for listening.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.